Mark 7, sorry. So he says, the things that proceed out of a man are the things that defile the man, for come from within. Out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And so we could easily see how this applies to the idea of leprosy in the body. But if you look at each of those things, one of the things that you will notice is that there is the offending thing and the ones who are offended. And you will see the disaster that comes as a result of these things. If someone is murdered, not only is the person who was murdered dead and gone, but it leaves a ripple effect on the victim's family. It leaves an indelible problem on the person who commits that crime. You go through each of these things and you see that it's not just in isolation. It leaves a ripple effect that is destructive. Adultery, fornication. It was mentioned about pornography, but I tell you, the statistics are alarming about young people who have pretty much abandoned the standard of the scriptures and are participating in the activity of fornication. Well, is it just the pleasure of it? The excitement of it? No, there are consequences of it. There are dire consequences, not simply the idea of getting sick and a disease, that's a possibility. But there's a long-term effect of what happens when I allow the flesh and its manifestation in this sin in this way. It has a large long-term impact. And Brother Dave could explain it better than I can explain it, but it impacts your ability. Should you ever get married, you will have problems because you were active beforehand. These are real things. And you have to understand that when God gives us his word, it's so that we might be able to walk in liberty and in simplicity, but in a right and a holy path. So that's the flesh. So what about the head? What do you think it means when it comes down to that? And we could all sit here, and we might be sitting here thinking, well, I don't think I have a problem with fornication. I'm pretty good at that. You know, I'm a young guy, but I'm good. You know, I don't touch girls. I don't do, you know, stuff, bad stuff with girls. Or we might say, well, I'm sitting here and none of us are thieves and, you know, cat burglars. You know, we don't do that kind of stuff. And we could sit very comfortably thinking that those very bold and brash and very big sins, well, I don't have to deal with those. But I discovered as I was meditating and thinking what the Lord wanted me to say today is there's an area that's connected with this idea of leprosy in the head. And I want to share that with you. Leprosy, what does the head speak of in your mind and in my mind? It speaks of the place where we gather our thoughts. It speaks of the place where our mind is at work, where our mind is active. It speaks of the place where we collect our thoughts and we think. And I'd like to suggest by way of application, if I could borrow your phrase, John, that we just focus for a little bit on the mind. And to look at the scriptures on how the mind is impacted by this principle of the flesh that's in us. And how it can rise itself up and maybe not manifest itself in some ugly immoral sin, but manifest itself just as ugly in the eyes of a holy God as we look at this matter of in the head. Before we were saved, we heard the gospel, we find that the enemy of our souls is a master deceiver. And as a master deceiver, the Bible says he blinds the minds of men. Not just blind the eyes, he blinds the minds. Blocks the capacity to think, lest the light of the glorious gospel, the gospel of the glory of Christ, should shine through. What is it that this company of people passing through the wilderness, what is it that you and I who have been collectively placed into the body of Christ to live, and why are we here? It's so that the glory of Christ might be manifested in this world where he was rejected. And so why do we have to think about these things? Why do we have to talk about these things? Because those things are the things that take away from his glory. But then we get converted. The grace of God reaches down to us and it saves us, and he brings us out from such darkness. He illuminates, he opens our minds, and we can now see the truth of who Christ is. And the Bible says it's a simplistic path through which we walk. The simplicity that is in Christ. And it's as simple as this. He is Lord of all. I bow and submit to him. Is that hard? It's a very simple thing. He is Lord of all, I bow and submit. What he says goes. Peter, in first epistle, second epistle, Peter chapter 3, he says, you've been given a pure mind. Your pure mind. That your mind now has been changed so that now it is characterized by a purity. Because why? The cleansing work of God, the cleansing work of Christ, has made it so that you are now able to receive and respond to who God is. And he says, I stir you up by way of remembrance, your pure mind. But then the Apostle Paul sends out a warning. And this is where it's going to get real warm and uncomfortable in here. He sends out a warning. He says, there are men who are accompanying and walking among Christians, men of corrupt minds. Men of corrupt minds. And what do? They take, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, they supposing that gain is godliness. And they substitute what is true with what satisfies the self. And Paul sends out a warning two times in Timothy. The first one is that you don't be deceived by these men of corrupt minds. And the second one is he likens these men of corrupt minds to Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses, who are opposed to what God was doing. And so it occurs in the mind. And we set out and we have ideas. So now we're not talking about actions that are against the body or that are done with the body, but we're talking about ideas and thoughts. Ideas and thoughts that when they are shined under the light of who God is, show up as leprous. It's what's going on in the mind. It's a wonderful thing, we touched on it a little bit this morning, is when we have those who we can have relationships with who are looking out and seeing whether or not we have adapted ideas and thoughts that are contrary to the mind of God. Because they produce just as corrupting an effect as the physical sins that were mentioned in that list in Mark chapter 7.